7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have ignition. We have liftoff. Out and about is a go. All systems are nominal. Well, good afternoon, out and abouters. You are listening to KYRS Medical League Spokane on 88.1 and 92.3 FM or streaming from kyrs.org. Why am I telling you what you're listening to? You should know. I'm your host, Maeve, and we have such a special show for you today. Those of you who are just tuning in to hear the regular stuff, oh my gosh, this is going to be so very, very cool. We are doing a live version, 30-minute version of William Shakespeare's The Tempest. And we've been rehearsing this for a while, and I think it's going to be really good. And I am going to load up some of my underwriter announcements, and I'm going to turn to Jeff Ridlington, who is the director of this play. Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Maeve. Thanks for having us.
Well, it's so good to see you.
Yeah.
I am going to load up, while I'm loading up my stuff, why don't you tell everybody who's listening, how did you get this idea? Maybe a little bit about the new Inland Classical Theater radio players, and I'll be working over here while you do that.
Okay, fantastic. So, I mean, you were there, Maeve, when we came up with the idea last year. We did a little bit of a spot for a production of As You Like It, and we had some people reading from the play, and you said, gosh, Jeffrey, it's really fun to listen to Shakespeare. Have you ever thought about doing this as a radio play? And I looked pointedly at you and said, I should ask my friend who has a radio show if we could do that. So it's been kicking around in my head for about a year now. And I've talked to various people about, if we did this, would you be interested? And almost none of those people are here because they had scheduling conflicts, which is just the nature of trying to get a large group of people together to do a play. But we ended up with a great team of people, people who I've worked with in a lot of various capacities, and a few people who I haven't worked with before, who I'm really excited to. And we're putting together this experimental little 30-minute radio play. The text comes from the Folger Shakespeare Theater. They have a person who did a bunch of adaptations of Shakespeare's plays that are 30-minute versions for kind of educational purposes. But they do a really great job of really keeping the essence of the plot and the story together, but in a way that you can get through it nice and quickly, that I thought would work really well for this format. So we can get to know the plays and what's going on in them, still be done in the time span of your show. And so this is with in Classical Theater, the new group that I'm working with, and I've kind of been set loose to figure out how we can do radio plays and get more people opportunities to participate in classical theater.
Okay. Well, you know what I'd like to do just before we get started? Why don't we do a mic check? We know that mic's good. Let's do one on this mic here.
All right. We're going to test out this mic. Okay. We're doing all right here. We need a little more.
Okay. That's good. Perfect.
Mic check. 1, 2, 3.
Good.
Mic check. 1, 2, 3.
Mic check. 1, 2, 3.
All right. Okay. I think we've got microphones. Why don't we do a play? Let's do The Tempest.
Let's do The Tempest.
Yay!
The Inland Classical Theater Radio Players present William Shakespeare's The Tempest, a 30-minute radio play adapted by Nick Newlin. On board a ship carrying King Alonso of Naples and his men, a bosun directs the crew to fight a great storm. But the ship appears destined to sink.
Bosun!
Here, master! What cheer?
Good. Speak to the mariners. Follow to it.
yearly or we run ourselves aground. Bestir! Bestir!
Hey, my heart's cheerily! Yar, take up the topsail!
Good boatswain, have care. Where is the master?
I pray now keep below!
Where is the master, boatswain?
You mar our labor. Keep your cabin.
Nay, good, be patient.
When the sea is, hence who cares these roars for the name of our king? To cabin, trouble us not. Out of our way, I say.
I have great comfort from this fellow. Methinks he hath no drowning mark upon him.
Down with the topmast, yar! Lower! Lower! What do you hear? Do you have a mind to sink?
A pox to your throat! Rolling, blasphemous, and charitable dog!
Work you, then.
Hang you, poor son, in some poison. We are less afraid to be drowned than ours.
Lay her a hold! What must our mouths be cold?
Now I would give 1,000 furlongs of sea for an acre of barren ground.
Prospero, the former Duke of Milan, has been stranded on a barren island for 12 years with his daughter Miranda. He explains to her that he used his magic to raise the recent storm, but no one was harmed. King Alonso's son, Ferdinand, falls instantly in love with Miranda, to Prospero's delight.
If by your art, my dearest father, you have put the wild waters in this roar, allay them. A brave vessel dashed all to pieces.
Be collected. There's no harm done. I should inform thee farther. Pluck my magic garment from me. Thou must know now farther. 12 years since, Miranda, thy father was the Duke of Milan.
Oh, the heavens!
Thy uncle, called Antonio, did believe he was indeed the Duke. The King of Naples and Antonio prepared a rotten carcass of a boat. There they hoist us to cry to the sea that roared to us.
How came we ashore?
By providence divine.
I pray you, sir, your reason for raising this sea storm?
By accident most strange hath mine enemies brought to this shore. Here, cease more questions. Thou art inclined to sleep. Come, servant. Approach, my Ariel, come.
All hail, great master. I've come to answer thy best pleasure, to ride on the curled clouds, Ariel, and all their quality.
Hast thou, spirit, performed to point the tempest that I bade thee?
To every article. I boarded the king's ship. I flamed amazement. The king's son, Ferdinand, was the first man that leapt, not a hair perished. In troops I have dispersed them about the isle. The king's son have I landed by himself.
Ariel, there's more work.
Is there more toil? Let me remember thee what thou hast promised. My liberty!
Do so, and after 2 days I will discharge thee. Go, make thyself invisible. Awake, dear heart, awake! Thou hast slept well. Awake.
Where should this music be? In the air or the earth?
Full fathom five thy father lies. Those are pearls that were his eyes.
The ditty does remember my drowned father.
What is it? A spirit? It carries a brave form. I might call her a thing divine.
It goes on, I see, as my soul prompts it.
My prime request is... Oh, you wonder. If you be maid or no.
No wonder, sir, but certainly a maid.
They are both in either's powers.
My father's loss, the wreck of all my friends, are but light to me. Might I but through my prison once a day behold this maid?
It works. Thou hast done well, fine Ariel. Thou shalt be free as mountain winds, but then exactly do all points of my command.
To the syllable.
Come, follow.
Having escaped the apparently sinking ship, Trinculo hides under a cloak to weather the storm, where he discovers that the island's ornery monster, Caliban. Drunk Stefano finds them both and shares his bottle with them, which livens things up.
All the infection that the sun sucks up from bogs on Prosperous. Now low. Here comes a spirit of his. I'll fall flat.
Another storm brewing. I know not where to hide my head. What have we here? A man or a fish? Dead or alive? A fish. Oh, he smells like a fish. Oh. A strange fish. Legged like a man. And his fins like arms. Warm, oh my troth. Alas, the storm has come again. My best way is to creep under his gabardine. Misery acquaints a man with strange bedfellows.
I shall no more to see. Here shall I die ashore. This is a scurvy tune, too. But here is my comfort.
Do not torment me, oh!
I have not escaped drowning now to be afraid of your... Four legs!
Do not torment me, prithee.
Oh, he's in his fit now. He shall taste of my bottle. Open your mouth.
I should know that voice. It should be... But he is drowned.
Four legs and two voices. A most delicate monster. I will pour some in thy... other mouth.
Stefano! Stefano, I am Trinculo. Be not afeard of thy good friend Trinculo.
I will pull thee by the lesser legs. Thou art very Trinculo indeed. How camest thou be in the siege of a moon calf? Can he vent Trinculos?
But art thou not drowned, Stefano? Oh, Stefano, to Neapolitan scape.
Pretty, do not turn me about. My stomach is not constant.
Oh.
That's a brave god, and bears celestial liquor. I will kneel to him.
How didst thou scape?
Swum ashore, man like a duck.
Here, kiss the buck.
I'll kiss thy foot. I'll swear myself thy subject. I'll fish for thee and get thee wood enough. A plague on the tyrant I serve. I'll follow thee, the wondrous man. Farewell, master. Farewell, farewell.
A howling monster, a drunken monster.
Ban, ban, Caliban. Has a new master, get a new man. Freedom, hide-ay, hide-ay, freedom.
Oh, brave monster. Lead the way.
Ban, ban, Caliban. Has a new master, get a new man. Freedom, hide, freedom.
Ferdinand is visited by Miranda. Prospero observes them unseen as they exchange marriage vows. Things are starting to heat up.
This, my mean task, would be heavy to me. But... the mistress which I serve quickens what's dead and makes my labors pleasures.
Work not so hard. Rest yourself. I'll bear your logs the while. Oh.
No, precious creature. I had rather break my back than you should such dishonor undergo while I sit lazy by.
A poor worm, thou art infected.
What is your name?
Miranda. Oh, my father, I have broke your hest to say so.
Admired Miranda. Oh, you are created of every creature's best.
How features are abroad I am skillless of. I would not wish any companion in the world but you.
The very instant that I saw you did my heart fly to your service. And, for your sake, I am this patient log man.
Do you love me?
I, beyond all limit of what else in the world, do love, prize, honor you.
I'm a fool
to weep at what I'm glad of.
Fair encounter of two most rare affections.
I am your wife, if you will marry me.
Aye, with a heart as willing as bondage heir of freedom. Here's my hand.
And mine, with my heart in it. And now farewell.
A thousand.
So glad of this as they I cannot be who are surprised withal. But my rejoicing at nothing can be more. I'll to my book, for yet ere supper time must I perform much business appertaining.
Trinculo and Caliban quarrel with the help of the invisible fairy Ariel. Caliban urges Stefano to kill Prospero. What a monstrous thing to do.
Servant monster, drink to me.
Let me lick thy shoe. I thank my noble lord. As I told thee before, I am subject to a tyrant, a sorcerer, that by his cunning hath cheated me of the island.
Thou liest.
Thou liest, thou jesting monkey. Thou, I do not lie.
Trinculo, if you trouble him any more, I will supplant some of your teeth.
I did nothing.
Didst thou not say he lied?
Thou liest.
Do I so? Take thou that.
Oh.
Proceed.
Why, as I told thee, 'tis a custom with Prospero in the afternoon to sleep. There thou mayest brain him with a log or cut his wezen with thy knife. Remember first to possess his books, for without them he's but a sot, as I am, nor hath not one spirit to command, and most deeply to consider is the beauty of his daughter. She will become thy bed, and I bring thee forth brave brood.
Monster! I will kill this man! His daughter and I will be king and queen, save our graces, and Trinculo and thyself shall be viceroys. Huh? Come on, Trinculo, let us sing! Flout 'em and scout 'em, thought is free.
Be not afeard, the isle is full of noises that give delight and hurt not.
This will prove to be a brave kingdom to me, where I shall have my music for nothing. Lead, monster, we'll follow.
Flout 'em and scout 'em, thought is free.
King Alonso and his party are visited by strange shapes that invite them to a banquet. Ariel appears as a large winged bird called a harpy and accuses three of the men of overthrowing Prospero's dukedom, threatening them with a fate worse than death. Rule number one, never mess with a harpy.
I can go no further, sir. My old bones ache.
Sit down and rest. Even here I will put off my hope. He is drowned. Whom thus we stray to find. Well, let him go.
I am right glad that he's so out of hope.
The next advantage will we take thoroughly.
Let it be tonight. What harmony is this?
Marvelous, sweet music!
Now I will believe that there are unicorns.
If in Naples I should report this now, would they believe me?
I will stand 2 feet.
You are three men of sin, whom destiny hath caused to belch up you. I have made you mad!
Oh, God!
You fools! Your swords may as well wound the loud winds or kill the still-closing waters. You three from Milan did supplant good Prospero, exposed unto the sea, him and his innocent child. Thee of thy son, Alonso, they have bereft and do pronounce by me lingering perdition.
Ah!
Bravely the figure of this harpy hast thou performed, my Ariel. My chai charms work, and these mine enemies are now in my power.
Oh, it is monstrous! Monstrous!
All three of them are desperate. Their great guilt, like poison, now begins to bite the spirits.
Prospero gives his daughter's hand to Ferdinand, and the couple are married. He suddenly remembers the threat posed by Caliban and company and drives them out with spirits disguised as dogs. Rule number two, never mess with a magician.
Take my daughter.
I hope for quiet days, fair issue, and long life.
What, Ariel? My industrious servant, Ariel?
Here I am.
I must use you in such another trick. Go bring the rabble, or whom I give thee power, here to this place.
Before you could say come and go, each one tripping on his toe will be here with mop and mow. Do you love me, master? No?
Dearly, my delicate Ariel. Oh, I'd forgot that foul conspiracy of the beast Caliban and his confederates against my life. The minute of their plot is almost come.
This is strange. Your father's in some passion that works him strongly.
Never till this day saw I him touched with anger so distempered.
My brain is troubled.
We wish your peace.
Ariel, come.
What's thy pleasure?
Spirit, we must prepare to meet with Caliban. Where didst thou leave these varlets?
I left them i' the filthy mantled pool beyond your cell.
This was well done, my bird. Thy shape invisible retain thou still.
I go, I go.
I will plague them all, even to roaring.
Oh.
Pray you, tread softly.
Monster, I do smell all horse piss. At which my nose is in great indignation.
So is mine.
Be patient, my king. Be quiet. This is the mouth of the cell. Do that good mischief which may make this island thine own forever, and I, thy Caliban, thy footlicker.
Hey, mountain, oh. Hey!
Silver Eye, there it goes! Silver!
Let them be hunted soundly. At this hour lie at my mercy all mine enemies. Follow and do me service.
Prospero releases Alonso and his party from their charmed state and renounces the further use of his magic. Prospero's dukedom is restored. All is forgiven and family members are reunited. Almost everyone is well on the way to being free. This must be a Shakespearean comedy.
Now does my project gather to a head. My charms crack not, my spirits obey. How fares the king and his followers?
Just as you left them, all prisoners, sir. Gonzalo's tears run down his beard like winter's drops from eaves of reeds.
I am struck to the quick. The rarer action is in virtue than in vengeance. Go release them, Ariel. My charms I'll break.
I'll fetch them, sir.
I have bedimmed the noontide sun, called forth the mutinous winds, and twixt the green sea and the azured vault set roaring war. But this rough magic I here abjure. I'll break my staff, I'll drown my book. There stand, for you are all spell stopped. Most cruelly didst thou, Alonso, use me and my daughter. Thy brother was a furtherer in the act, would here have killed your king. Quickly, spirit, thou shalt ere long be free.
Merrily, merrily shall I live now, under the blossom that hangs on the bough.
My dainty Ariel, to the king's ship, there shalt thou find the master and the boatswain. Enforce them to this place presently.
I drink the air before me and return.
Behold, Sir King, the wronged Duke of Milan, Prospero.
thy pulse beats as of flesh and blood, and since I saw thee, the affliction of my mind amends. The dukedom I resign and do entreat, thou pardon me my wrongs.
But you, my brace of lords, were I so minded, I here could justify you traitors.
The devil speaks in him.
No, for you, most wicked sir, I do forgive thy rankest fault.
I have lost my dear son, Ferdinand.
I have lost my daughter. I will requite you with as good a thing.
Father?
My son! If this prove a vision of the island, one dear son shall I lose twice.
A most high miracle!
Oh. The Lucis threaten they are merciful. I have cursed them without cause.
Oh, wonder! How many goodly creatures are there here? How beauteous mankind is! Oh, brave new world that has such people in it!
'Tis new to thee.
Is she the goddess that hath severed us, and brought us thus together?
Sir, she is mortal. But by immortal providence, she's mine. She is daughter to this famous Duke of Milan. And second father this lady makes him to me.
I am hers. I must ask my child forgiveness. Give me your hands.
Be it so. Amen! Bosun, what is the news?
We've safely found our king and company. Our ship, which we gave out split, is tight and yar and bravely rigged as when we first put to sea.
My tricksy spirit, thou shalt be free. Set Caliban and his companions free. Untie the spell. How fares, my gracious sir? There are yet missing of your company.
What things are these, my Lord Antonio? Will money buy them?
One of them is a plain fish, and no doubt marketable.
This misshapen demi-devil had plotted with them to take my life.
I shall be pinched to death!
Is not this Stefano my drunken butler? And Trinculo is reeling ripe. How camest thou in this pickle?
I have been in such a pickle since I saw you last.
How now, Stefano?
I am not Stefano, but a cramp.
Go, sirrah, to my cell.
Aye, that I will. What a thrice double ass was I to take this drunkard for a god and worship this dull fool.
Your Highness, in the morn I'll bring you to your ship. And thence retire me to my Milan, where every third thought shall be my grave.
I long to hear the story of your life, which must take the air strangely.
I'll deliver all, and promise you calm seas, auspicious gales. My Ariel, chick, to the elements be free, and fare thou well. Now my charms are all o'erthrown. And what strength I have's mine own. But release me from my bands with the help of your good hands. As you from crimes would pardoned be, let your indulgence set me free.
Our revels now are ended. These are actors. We're all spirits and are melted into air. Into thin air. We are such stuff as dreams are made on, and our little life is rounded with the sleep.
And therein concludes the play. Yay! All right, nice work, everybody. You know, that came in at well under a half an hour. For those of you at home that were counting. And I'm going to play my underwriter announcements, and then we'll come right back and we'll talk about the show a little bit. How's that sound to you guys?
Great.
All right. Okay. Out and About receives support from Boots Bakery and Lounge, specializing in vegan bistro fare and gluten-free baked goods. Located in the Saranac Commons, 19 West Main Street in Spokane. Open 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 7 a.m. through 5 p.m. Sundays. Full menu and information at bootsbakery.com. Support for Out and About comes from Eastern Washington University Running Start, where high school students can earn tuition-free credit before graduating. Applications at ewu.edu/runningstart. Support for Out and About comes from the nonprofit Unitarian Universalist Church of Spokane, a liberal religious community supporting ideals of social justice, environmental stewardship, and freedom of thought for persons of all ages, races, ethnicities, and sexual preferences. The church offers 2 Sunday services as well as children and youth programs. Information is at uuspokane.org or by calling 509-325-6383. Support for Out and About comes from the nonprofit Northwest Museum of Arts and Culture in Spokane. Now presenting Preston Singletary, Raven and the Box of Daylight, bringing the Tlingit creation story to life. And Fire, Rebirth and Resilience, exploring our region's major fires from the Great Fire of 1889 to today. More information at northwestmuseum.org. All right, we are back, and we're going to talk a little bit about this show. How was that for you guys? Anybody want to step up and talk about the experience a little bit? What did you think about it? Was it hard or was it crazy? Did it seem pretty calm from where I was sitting, but I wasn't looking?
We had to move in and out a lot, so it was just a lot of traffic that we were recording in the fly.
Yeah, we are glad the clutter did not translate over the microphone.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, you know, it was, we'll see how the levels sound later on. It's a little tricky, but yeah, now I think I was a little late on one of the sound cues, but you know, I mean, I think it went pretty good. It's live theater,
yeah.
Right. And yeah. We should take a picture too of everybody in here just to make sure people know what it looks like. It's pretty crazy. I didn't know we could fit this many people in here. So what's going to be next for the players, do you think?
Oh, well, we've got 2 shows at the end of this month.
Okay, well, let's talk about those, Carrie.
So there's several people in Inland Classical Theater's production of The Taming of the Shrew and The Tamer Tamed.
Yes.
And I'll let Carrie give you the details about that performance.
Yeah. So it's a music stand series. We are doing them in rep, so it is the same cast for both shows. And they will be taking place July 24th through the 27th at Spokane Children's Theater. It is not a Spokane Children's Theater production, but they are being lovely and hosting us and making us feel very welcome. So that's a wonderful, wonderful thing to have.
how do people get tickets to that, Carrie?
We have a website, we have a Facebook, we have an Instagram. All of those places have lovely links that you can follow to.
Are you not on MySpace?
Not on MySpace. I actually wish I knew what happened to my MySpace, but I'm sure it's still out there in the ether somewhere,
okay.
Floating around with God knows what music.
And so people should look for Inland Classical Theater, and that will get you to where you need to be. And there's also spots to donate because we're just getting started. And if you liked what you heard today, there's about 6 people from this cast who are also in those casts. So you'll hear a lot of the same voices. And if you didn't like what you heard today, there's a lot of other people too.
We've got a lot of friends. It's very fortunate.
Hey, Jeff, I have a question. What is a music stand reading?
So a music stand reading is sort of like we were doing, where we've got the scripts and we're reading them, but they'll be on music stands instead of in the space of the radio. So people will be reading these 2 plays, The Taming of the Shrew, I imagine a lot of you have heard of, and then The Tamer Tamed is a response to that play, which I very much think it needs, because mm-hmm. I have serious problems with the play, as did people of the time, and The Tamer Tamed was written shortly after, 20 years after.
After the original play?
So wow. A lot of times people think, well, in Shakespeare's time, people would have been okay with this misogyny. But the answer is certainly not everyone.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think the horror that we feel in seeing Kate lose her agency is not a modern feeling at all. And so this is a good response to that. But back to what a music stand reading is.
So the actors will have their scripts on music stands, and the blocking is fairly minimal. At least the blocking of the tamer tamed is fairly minimal. The taming of the shrew, Jeffrey St. George, is not one to be confined. So there's plenty of blocking in that, but it's certainly not a fully staged production. But there are props and items flying through the air and lots of good stuff in there.
Well, when you, you know, it's funny because there are so many theater groups that kind of start, and they have, you know, everything has a lifespan, and I think sometimes people mourn. I mean, I've been a couple, I've been a part of these couple of these groups, maybe three of them already. Maybe I am the problem. I don't know, but it's a good thing, right? I mean, it's a good thing that they kind of go away, and then they kind of come back with a lot of the same people. What's kind of the focus of the Inland Classical Theater? What's different, say, about that than some of the previous incarnations?
Yeah, so, well, obviously in our name we have classical, so we are trying to, we're trying to bring the classicals to Spokane, but we want to present the classics with a twist, which is why we're starting off our first presentation of plays with The Taming of the Shrew and The Tamer Tamed. One is very well known, it's well done, and the other, very few people have heard of, and it flips that narrative of Petruchio and Catherine on its head. So we really want to highlight the classics, we want to talk about why we love them, but we also want to challenge them. Mm-hmm. We want to challenge the perspectives, we want to challenge the thoughts behind them, the meanings, and we want to present them in new light, and we want to open these up for discussion with new audiences, as well as honoring some more modern and new takes and new plays. So while we may be the Inland Classical Theater, we are by no means stuck in the past.
Okay, so you're going to stay classy.
Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Because I was thinking, you know, I think like classical theater, that could embrace a lot of different things. I mean, HMS Pinafore. I mean,
but now we're not just confined to Shakespeare. We can wiggle a little bit more in the new space.
We are taking that classical term and we are stretching it as far as we can.
Okay, cool. And so you probably wind up performing in a lot of different venues, I would imagine.
Up as we go.
Yeah.
Do you think in the future don't want to put you on the spot here, but do you think we'll be doing outdoor theater again anytime soon?
We definitely have plans to bring some shows back to the parks, back to the public, and cool. back to the great outdoors.
Yeah, we love to do theater outdoors, and even these shows are mostly, well, when it's not too hot, rehearsing in Corbin Park, which is a lovely space that we'd love to get back in. It seems like the community in Corbin Park really likes to have things happening there, and the trees provide wonderful shade. There's lots of parks that we love in Spokane, but that's probably my favorite park.
Yeah, it's a beautiful park.
And many of us met doing Shakespeare outside in these parks around mm-hmm. Spokane, yeah. So it's just kind of a wonderful thing. I met Jeff, I met Eve under a tree at auditions once upon a time, and it's just going to be cool if we can make that happen.
One of the great things about Spokane is like we keep trying. We keep putting it together and then re-putting it together and putting it out there and putting it out there and re-putting it out there. And it's one of the great things about Spokane is the theater community.
Well, I know, you know, I'm Eve, maybe you can talk to this a little bit because you perform in a lot of different places. To me, it seems like it's a pretty collaborative model. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of competition between the theaters. Do you get that?
I've never seen anything like it where, again, here you've got Spokane Children's Theater offering their stage to another company to put their show on. And I see that all the time. I've seen Stage Left open up for auditions when we were doing Shakespeare in the Park, and it was too hot and too smoggy to be outside. And so they opened up their basement and let us go down there. And I've never been in a community that has been so cooperative and so delighted for one another's success. It's really lovely.
Yeah, I would agree with that. Now, how about, so all of you are seasoned performers. I've seen about everybody in something. What do you think about, how did it compare doing something on radio? I mean, it's nice you don't have to memorize lines, right? I mean, that's cool, but what were some of the challenges that you feel like you might have faced?
I mean, for one, I couldn't hear a lot of the sound effects I was supposed to respond to as Ariel. And another thing is, you guys can't see this, but I've been bent over to reach this microphone that I'm talking into.
Yeah. It's for those of you listening at home, I guess that'd be all of you probably, because no one, we're not, no one's watching this. This studio is pretty small. And what we did is we usually have four microphones in here, and we set up two other microphones, which we can only run off of one channel. But yeah, so there were a lot of technological challenges. And the best thing about this thing was I think it was pretty successful, but we'll have a lot to think about as far as what to do next time.
Yeah, I know Maeve and I are both hoping to do more of this, and part of the goal here was to learn some things, and we definitely have. And I think, yeah, like figuring out the logistics and how we get everybody where they need to be is a big one. It's really hard to get 14 people in the same room ever.
Yeah.
But I'm so glad that we did. And so, like, I some of my ideas are maybe we could do plays that we could have a smaller number of actors play all of the parts, so there'd be less moving around, which I think would be nice. But then again, there's nobody here who I am not super delighted to have here in the room with us. So I don't want to lose those opportunities as well.
Yeah. And the anarchist in me really wanted to see what was going to happen, you know?
Yeah, I would almost counter. We could have another half again as many actors in this room.
I agree.
This crew is such a gang of pros that, I mean, we came in and out, we did our thing, but in preparation for this, I mean, we worked so fast and everything just came together so quickly. It was just such a blast to participate in. So
yeah, I agree.
I think everyone actually did a really good job navigating moving in and out of the room and finding a microphone, because it moved a lot faster than 30 minutes.
It did.
And everybody was right where they needed to be for all of their entrances. And it was super fun just watching you guys find a microphone to line up to, because I didn't move for half of this script since I'm in like half of the scenes. But it was really fun watching you guys figure it out, and you all navigated it perfectly. I thought it turned out really well.
Yeah.
There was no gunplay and very few threats of violence to get through. No. You know, I had to push, but
yeah.
You know, well, you push, Eve.
It's true.
And you had fashioned that shank out of the stapler earlier. Yeah, well, that helped too.
I have to be near the low mic that makes everybody else bend over. So.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, everybody's. Yeah, that's how you move. That's how you do. Yeah. Anybody? Oh, go ahead, Matt.
One of the things, too, that's different is just between theater acting, and this is essentially voice acting at this point, is also you have to make a lot more vocalizations than you would in theater. Because on stage, you're never going to hear an actor just be like, oh, 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 to simulate that they're being shoved into a room. You have to do it on here, though. So it's interesting differences in that as well.
And the script is really good in that they really did pare it down, but it's a script for a theatrical performance. So there were so many things that we had to kind of do like that to emphasize what was going on.
And I don't know. I know it's voiceover, but I was doing a dance for the Caliban song. And yeah. I don't care. No one can take that from me.
Oh, yeah. We were all making faces and doing weird stuff. But.
Yeah, and Carrie, do you have to have a lozenge afterwards?
No, I talk like this and then I go like this and that's fine. And I could probably do that for quite a bit.
Okay. All right. Anybody else have any parting shots before we go? We did this in record time. I kind of was worried that we would run out of time, but.
I was really surprised. One of the things I was worried about coming into this was having that connection with the cast, because we're all at stands instead of looking at each other on stage. And I think that is a really big change. But I was surprised by how much there's still that connection there as actors that you can have with a scene partner and just like as a whole cast in general.
Yeah. Yeah. I could tell that.
Yeah.
It's fun. And I think that kind of stuff comes across on the radio, too. So. All right. Well, anything else? Because I'll just play some music.
I was like, that depends. How much time do you want to fill?
I prepared a song.
I will tell knock knock jokes before you make
it. We'll play.
I actually would like to encourage everyone to donate to this theater group. They really are getting started. It is all through the graciousness of people's rooms and spaces and copy machines and everything else that this is happening. So, gosh, you know, drop a couple bucks for something beautiful in our town.
Yeah.
Oh, and I also just wanted to mention, if you don't have a lot of cash flow, there are, for each performance, a few more accessible tickets that are available. Just wherever you are, we will meet you. If you want to donate, we would love that and welcome that. But we want everyone to be able to
come
see
anyway.
These shows.
Yeah, come anyway.
And that was Inland Classical Theater, RE Theater. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to play a little music, and then we'll see. I'll be back on because I have to do the station ID in about 10 minutes. But until then, thanks, everybody, for listening. And this was a production of The Tempest, so I hope you all enjoyed it, and we'll see you next time. Next week.
To existence on and on. We'll take whatever comes to be while keeping hopeful melody, and we'll cruise through the darkness until the warmth of dawn. So roll, roll, you bastards, you never can tell. Through water like glass, above a briny hell. So roll. We'll best us, we'll never see the land. We carry on the boat,
running every chance. We got a kitchen knife and a power cable poised against each heart. They say, we are your morphine vision, we are your TV screen, we are your cha-cha host, we are your magazine. We've got choice elements in each fashion, every trend. Big Bang, then you can just say.
de passagem numa cidade estrangeira. Lembrou os sonhos que eu tinha. Esqueci sobre a mesa como uma pera se esquece dormindo numa fruteira. Como adormece o rio. Sonhando na carne da pera, o sol na sombra se esquece, dormindo numa caldeira. Alguém sorriu de passagem numa cidade estrangeira. Lembrou o riso que eu tinha. E esqueci entre os dentes. Se esquece sonhando numa fruteira.
Big news. The Trump for Sale shop next door to the office of the president has just issued an exciting new product, Trump Fragrance. Yes, it's officially certified Trump perfume, allowing you and your loved ones to reek of the essence of the Donald. Only $249 for a 3-ounce bottle. I wondered, with so much going on, why is he busy hawking perfume? But then I saw nearly every congressional Republican cravenly cave in to White House demands that they approve Trump's truly stinky budget plan. Aha! They are the perfume's target market. Voting to slash food and health care funding for poor families just so those dollars can be lavished on tax giveaways for millionaires and billionaires is extremely unpopular. So Trump was offering them an odoriferous spritz. Some will need gallons of it. Not only did they vote to harm millions of people, but they rushed back to their districts, loudly demanding that the humanitarian disaster they created be fixed by state and local officials. Then there is Representative Rob Bresnahan, a rich Pennsylvania Republican. He owned corporate stock in a big Medicaid provider named Centene. But as a legislative insider, Representative Bresnahan knew that Trump's bill would gut Medicaid and crash Centene's stock value. So he dumped that stock just 1 week before the House approved the budget. And yes, after protecting himself, Rob voted for the Medicaid gut job that caused the stock price to plummet. This is Jim Hightower saying, even one of Bresnahan's Republican colleagues, Brian Fitzpatrick, was appalled. We need American leaders who are accountable, transparent, and wholly committed to serving the public, not their stock portfolio, he said, rightly adding that members of Congress should be banned from trading individual stocks, period. The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.
KYRS Medical Lake Spokane. KYRS Medical Lake and K222BG Dartford, 88.1 FM and 92.3 FM, Thin Air Community Radio. The following program was pre-recorded.
This is Democracy Now!
It is stated that our beloved Saif al-Musallat, nicknamed Saif, was brutally beaten to death in our family's land by illegal Israeli settlers who were attempting to steal it. Israeli settlers surrounded Saif for over 3 hours as paramedics attempted to reach him, but the mob of settlers blocked the ambulance and paramedics from providing life-saving aid.
Israeli settlers kill another American citizen in the occupied West Bank, bringing the number of Americans killed there to 7 since October 2023. The settlers also shot to death a 23-year-old Palestinian in the same attack. We'll go to the West Bank for the latest. Then, who exactly is being held at the so-called Alligator Alcatraz? And who's in charge? Hundreds of men who are being held there have no criminal charges against them. That's according to a new Miami Herald investigation. We'll speak to the reporter. And we'll talk to Florida Congressmember Maxwell Frost, who just toured the Everglades jail.
They didn't let us walk fully in. They opened the door and let us look in, and people were yelling at us, "Help me, help me." I heard somebody in the back yell, "I'm a U.S. citizen." We're going to look into that. But something that really struck me is as we were walking away from those cages, they started chanting, "Libertad, libertad, libertad, freedom."
And Purge Palantir, that was the banner held by protesters across the country, from Seattle to Palo Alto, Denver to New York. The technology company, they say, uses AI to supercharge surveillance from ICE to the Israeli military.
We want Palantir.
We want Palantir.
Out of New York City.
Out of New York.
All that and more coming up. Welcome to Democracy Now!, democracynow.org, The War and Peace Report. I'm Amy Goodman. The U.S. Supreme Court's cleared the way for President Trump to dismantle the Department of Education without congressional approval. The unsigned ruling paves the way for Trump to lay off 1,400 workers at the agency. The court's three liberal justices dissented. Justice Sonia Sotomayor said the decision will, quote, unleash untold harm, delaying or denying educational opportunities and leaving students to suffer from discrimination, sexual assault, and other civil rights violations without the federal resources Congress intends.